Rosh Nois Zion Ches. The Masorah is that the numbering system was also written by the Rosh. So if the Rosh put the two things together as one group, he's telling there's elements of separate, elements of together. So that itself needs to be explained. You know, it's the only example he has here in the Sefer where he puts the two together. So Ois Zion Ches starts out She Yizor Mimitshol Hanadorim. Person should be careful from the mikshol of nadorim, of stumbling in regards to making nadorim. Umeyonos habriyos, person should be careful not to inflict damage to somebody else. Hein b'momen, hein b'dorim, whether you're causing him a financial loss or you're causing him pain through words. Umekinos som, and you should be careful from having kina of the briyos of other people. And we've seen some hands of hatred. So it seems to be that the Rosh is putting a lot of different things together in this combination of two ices. And also Brius, Kina and Sina seem to go together. They all bent on the Chavera issues, damaging other people, hurting other people through Inoa. Sina, Kina, those seem to go together. Mikshel Hanadorim seems to be a Ben Adam Lamakim issue. It seems difficult to understand why exactly is it here. Even more interesting, I actually saw. So the assumption would be if you would fare where the Rosh stops the two Isis, so Zion would be she's serving Mishal Hanador. And Ches is Minos Abrius Momen Devorim Kinan Sida. That'd be the logical place I would split it. And actually, in the version that I have, there's a dot there. I don't know who put that dot there. I don't think it was from the Rosh. But I actually saw one version where he assumes that the division is Shizor Yizor Mishal Hanadorim Umiyor Nosabrius Hemadvorim. That's Isaiah. And Isaiah says Umikinosoman Misinosoman. He splits it up that way, which I found very interesting why he would assume that would be the division. So what I'll do maybe is talk about Mishal Hanadorim to start with. And maybe we'll see if there's an element which connects it into Inos Abrius, etc. The language of the Rosh is interesting. She is Zoyer mi Mikshol Hanador. Person should be careful from the stumbling block of Nador. So, what is that? Person should be careful not to be over an editor. I mean, that to be the heart of the Pasha Taisha Rosh is saying, the person should be careful not to be over an editor. But that's not what he says. That's not referred to as Mikshol Hanador. The mikshel dharma is when you stumble. It's not that the stumbling block is there before you stumble. So what is the stumbling block which the dharma generates? There's a mikshel hanadharma. So simple understanding is Chazal say that Chazal seem to fault a person even before he's over a netter. Making a netter is a wrong thing to do. Chazal say a person makes a netter, it's kilo, he made a bama, and he's makayimit, he's makir bama. So the problem is even before you're over the netter, you shouldn't be making the dharma. That's, Chazal find the problem with that. A person shouldn't be part of making the dorm. And maybe the reason why, a little bit fortunate with the number, because it's in the net or something, which is many times a person will end up not being a kaimed, etc. It's not a good way of dealing with things, etc. Chazal, on the other hand, say it's proper to make the dorm. A person feels, shari in ish, the zuze navshay, a person wants to motivate himself. Making commitments is a good thing. So commitments have a mile and have a chesor. Rabbi Ruchem has a fascinating thought. It's in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. So the Malachim come to Avram, and the thing might actually be in the beginning of Chayesor. He contrasts, Chazal contrasts Avram Avinu, that the Malachim come to Avram, and he says, he's giving a little bit of bread, etc. At the end of the day, Chazal say that he took three behemoths, he shat the three behemoths, and each one a separate behemoth, and each one should get their own chardal, loshen b'chardal. They got a full tongue. Tongue is a very delicate meat. Full tongue's worth of meat, b'chardal. Right, so he was a more mat of osaharbe. Ephron said a lot. He says, what is it? Just bury your mace. At the end, the feel of Matloyos. he took from Avraham Avinu, Arameir Shekel Kesef, not somewhere, but not over La Seicher, Ketrin, which in his Kabbalah Bekomak. So, Mamish, so Poshi Taish, okay, he had a mile of, there's a mile of not saying too much, don't brag about yourself, there's a mile of doing. And there's a person who brags a lot, and also has a problem, he doesn't do. Those are two separate points. So Rucham said that's not true. A person feels, he decides he needs to address a problem. He gets all worked up. He really feels, he's upset with himself. He's not happy where he's going. You know what, I got to work on myself. I got to change. I got to, right? So there's an amount of, there's an energy there. He's ready to address his problems. So he says, we've got a big problem. You know, this guy's motivated. He's really going to go somewhere. He's going to really make a big change. So he takes all that energy and he lets it out by talking about the plans. I'm going to do, I'm going to make a goal. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. The whole, he has his whole taknit and he talks about it to one friend, to another friend. All of the energy is dissipated and there's nothing left to actually motivate him to do it. Because he just used all that power to talk. Whereas had he not spoken about it and just focused on making his goal, all of that energy, that idea I'm going to make a change, would have been directed towards actually making the change. So the Amor Ma'at generates an Asay Harbe, and the person who says a Harbe generates that he doesn't do anything. So one of the Mikshalim of the Dorim is the person says, yeah, I make a Neder. What, do it. What do you need a Neder for? Because I'll say the Mor says, the Mor in the Dorim talks about something called Nidre Rishoyim, and there's that they... They're makdish the korban. Maybe it'll be a problem. They say haray alai, and they're going to do it. And who knows what's going to happen? The tzaddik waits till he gets to Yerushalayim. It says k'nidrus k'sherim. That they wait to get to Yerushalayim, and there in Yerushalayim, when they see they're actually able to do it, they do it. They bring the korban to the base of Mikdash, and they make that animal kodesh. No question, right? They put their effort in making it happen, and then Baruch Hashem, it happens. But the Russia is making this whole, you know, I'm a big tzaddik and I'm going to bring this carbon to base of Mikdash, haray alai, no matter what happens, I will commit to do it. At the end of the day, what's going to happen? Mehechatez, you're going to be able to do it. So the mikshul on the Dorim is, it misguides you. The Dorim can be a place to misguide you of where you're putting your energy, where you're putting your focus. So that's sometimes the opposite. The person, the fact that the person will talk about it and get somebody else on board to help him, etc. Using those, you can use the Kayach of Dibur to connect and make sure that it'll happen. I tell all of my friends, all my friends, I'm going to do it. So I'm embarrassed if I don't do it. Person talk is careful about making a neder. So the neder itself, it is machayim a person. It's a very, very delicate place to go. I want to go back to this point of misguided, misdirected. I've said this over many times. Tells Yeshiva the Haga was, tells Yeshiva they had a mikveh in the basement. What was Lipsy Yeshiva doing with a mikveh in the basement? So originally there was no mikveh in the basement, and he tells Yeshiva the mikveh was in the town. When there was a fire there on the campus, and two Bachim were actually killed, and the dormitory burnt down, two Bachim were killed. Eventually, they rebuilt the dorm. So at that point in time, there were three Hasidic Rebbe's sons learning in Tel Yeshiva. The Munkapcha Rebbe was learning. Then the speaker Rebbe's son, the present Munkapcha Rebbe, and the present speaker Rebbe were learning in Tel Yeshiva's Bokhrev. And the speaker Rebbe, the then speaker Rebbe, came to Remotel Katz. He says, you're building a dorm. He built it, put a door, put a mikveh. Nebuch, his son, had a minute to go to the mikveh. So Erev Shabbos, they used to have a bus, they used to have like get a van, they used to take the Bochum, who had the minute to go into the city, which is a good half an hour drive, to go to the mikveh. But every day, couldn't go to the mikveh. He says, build a mikveh. You have a mikveh there on premises, in the dorm, you build a mikveh. He says, that's not a minute, you know. He says, he'll pay for the mikveh. He says, you want to pay for the mikveh? Fine. So Taka, you go to Tel Yeshiva in the dorm, over the there's a big plaque about the Hechel Yitzchok Spinka, the plaque. But the Maisa, it wasn't a minig. So the Bochum, who had a Mesura to go to the mikveh, had keys. And the mikveh was locked during the week. The mikveh was locked. For Erev Shabbos, the mikveh was open, was available. But during the week, you know, if it was your minig, if the person came in with Chesidish minig, so he would get a key. Otherwise, you couldn't get it. I mean, you can always borrow a key, but you know, basically it was closed. So I remember once I'm having a conversation with one of the other Bochum, and said, like, what's a schlecht? I want to go to the mikveh. like, what's the Rashiva's problem? They have to keep the mikvah locked. So I said, I'll tell you. I said, I think maybe they try like this. One day, the Baruch woke up and he says, you know what? I'm not happy with what I'm doing. I'm not learning enough. I'm not davening enough. I'm not. My kedusha is not the way it's supposed to be. My lashon hara is not the way it's supposed to be. I'm a mess. I got to change. And he remembers the guy's really serious. It's eating at him, and he's really motivated. And he's going to change his life, and he's going to do it, etc. The Yitzhar push it, sweating bullets. This guy's really. It's going to mamish take off. So tell the guy not to change. The guy, I'm not going to listen to the Yitzhar. The guy is like he's sick and tired of Yitzhar. So Yitzhar comes to the guy and he whispers. He says, you know, you attack it right, the Kedusha is this way it's supposed to be, and the Tahara is supposed to be, you want to attack and learn, you have to learn the Kedusha of Tahara, and you Kodesh and Tor, first day, so you'll be able to be more careful and everything else. Go to the mikvah, make a Kabbalah to go to the mikvah every morning. The guy says, Kabbalah, the idea, he thinks it's the type talking, he says, ah, I have a Kabbalah, I'm going to go to the mikvah every morning. And the Yitzhar says, ah, Baruch Hashem, nothing to worry about. All of that energy, that excitement was pushed into what? Going to the mikvah in the morning. What's the gate to you? It's not your minute. What is the gate to you? Go to the mikvah in the morning. You want to work on something? Work on Lashon Hara. You want to work on something? Work on Bittul Torah. You want to work on something? Work on the Noas Abriyas. You want to work on something? Mikvah is what you got to work on. That's what your problems are. Yeah, it's Kodesh and it's Torah and all the Svarim and all the. I have a whole sheet. You know, I can show you of all the people who went to the mikveh and why the hell was such a Kabbalah that Rechonin Zatzal, who was a Litvak, Shane Kamayu, used to go to the mikveh. He said, if a mikveh can take a goy, make it into a yid, Kavacharba can do something to my neshama. I mean, you can show the floor what a mikveh can do, right? He's richtig, you know, good, but that's not where you need to be putting your karchas right now. So many times a person, he's ready to bite the bullet. And, you know, but you put it in the right direction. And also in the dorm is that the problem is that you take all of that energy, all of the krech, and you dissipate it by putting it into the wrong thing. You know, sometimes a person comes to me, I had a bracha here once, I told him a story, he says he wanted to start wearing a garter for that. Yeah, you know, swarm it down, you know, the union of Begum Yuchel Tefillah. So I think most of our bracha, the Mekam Begum Yuchel Tefillah, with either with a hat or with a jacket, because nobody wears hats or jackets during the day, so the Mekam Begum Yuchel Tefillah with a hat or a jacket, it's something that looks decent. I mean, there's any halacha of a beggar in yuchel tefillah. You should put a special beggar on for davening. That's all. That's put down in halacha. That's a ferish sif and shulchan aruch. Because you're going to, you know, to give cover to the tefillah, you should dress a certain way, etc. But there's any special beggars just for davening. So one of the pshatim in the minyan wearing a gartel is because you know you go by the chiddush olam taka. They wear the record the whole day. They don't go around in their shirt sleeves. They wear the record the whole day, and some of them taka wear the hat also a lot. So what's their beggar in yuchel tefillah? The gartel. Now, some people talk about the gartel. They also, so I'm not sure what their begging mikvah tefillah is. I don't know. Right? So it's a chashuv inyan, a gartel. You know, but it's like, why gartel? You know, so Gabriel, you know, listen, you know, he really wants to be mechazik is davening, and you know, I said, you know, you want to be mechazik, you're davening. I have a great idea. Let's learn Pirush HaMilas. What davening is? You want to be mechazik, you're davening. Let's work on learning Musa a few minutes before every time, before each tefillah. You should go into tefillah with motive. A gartel's not going to solve your problem. It's going to dissipate your energy. I feel good. I'm going to be exciting. I better daven because I wear a gartel. I mean, that's not going to solve your problem. Now, I'm not disparaging gartels. They're a wonderful thing, gartels, you know. But it's not your minute. What are you doing it for? So my point isn't gartels and mikvah. My point is that there are many times we shy away. I know I still want, you know, my wife, the vast majority of people in this room know my wife is a very good baker, right? Everybody knows that, right? Yeah, good. All right. And she's a very good cook also, right? And she bakes kamatzu. We never buy bread. So I was, you know, it tells in those days, Yashin wasn't, to get Yashin, where do you get Yashin? There's no baker in Cleveland that knew what Yashin meant. We had about making it available, right? So I told her, Shiva, my wife bakes anyway. So why shouldn't I? We'll get flour. We'll be makbet at least for what we're. I'm not being makbet totally because not trying to be makbet totally in the city. It just wasn't available. You're going out to be the people. You're going out. Chasna etc. was not available, but at home I should be makbet on it. So he looks at me and says, "Zait makbet of lashon hara." That was the end of the conversation. You don't be makbet on something. Don't be makbet on yashin. Be makbet on lashon hara. That was his answer. So the Bali halacha say, listen, what is it? You know, the Yashar is one of Eirim, the Yashar is another of Eirim. But that's not the reality. The reality of life is that's wonderful. But the reality of life is we put our energy in bettering ourselves in one area. So either you can, it's a choice. Either you can be Takri Makban Lashon Hara or Yashar, not both. That's the realities of life. Yeah, but the halacha is, it's Al's thing. Very good. So we make, you know, that's not, but that's not the reality. Unless it becomes a game. But then, you know, it's good. So I'm a very fruma Yashin Dekidyer who speaks Lashon Hara all over the place. That's reality. I'm Akbar Yashin, but I kill people. I destroy their lives, but I'm Akbar Yashin. What's the problem? Because that's the reality of life. We put our energies into certain areas. We don't have... Yud Gimel there was started out with 613. Dalai Melech already comes and says, you know what? Rabbi say, be Makbar and Yud Aleph, and that'll be good. Start with Yud Aleph. Those will be your Yusaitis. And from there, you'll get your 613. Chavak Gimel says, you know, work on one. If you hold on to that one the way you're supposed to, everything else will be in place. But you got to start, you got to put your energy into something. You're not going to put your energy into, right, this year, you know, at the Tshuva, so I'm going to start me Makban on Lashon Hara, and on the Mechalsa, I'm not going to 75 different things I have to work on. That's not a Kabbalah. That means you're going to be, that's the definition of Kabbalah in failure. But where are you going to address your real issues? You know, don't skirt. Good, it might be addressed in a small way, but address your real issues. Don't play games with other things. What are my real issues? Each person has their own real issues. And then, okay, what's the root of the issue? That you have to figure out. One guy comes and he has a problem with you know, whatever. Maybe the where he thinks the solution is isn't where the solution is. That's a different story, right? Maybe the person thinks his problem is in Kedusha, the real answer is not working on Kabbalah, and that is, the answer is learning better. If you learn more, so you'll solve that problem. That might be true, but if that's your issue, address your issue, don't play games. So the Mikshel Hanadorim, maybe again, I'm taking the rush a little bit, you know, out of context, but the Mikshel Hanadorim is that the Neder sometimes side directs you from where you have to focus. As opposed to focusing on the real issue, we put the kayachas and the energy into the planning and the talking and the little side things. At the end of the day, it doesn't address what it has to address.